The sound of the bell from the takeout window rang through my ears for the 100th time tonight. I hated that bell. But I couldn't complain. It was the only place that would hire me where I could still keep my humanity. I picked up the tray of food and balanced it on the palm of my hand, walking it to the table it needed to be served. I was getting better at walking around tables with a full tray. I've only had one accident this month, and that's definitely a good thing. I knew my boss was watching me. I had a few strikes against me, but I was going strong today. I haven't had a rude customer yet, and since my shift was nearly over, I knew I would get out of here without another dispute. I laid the tray on the stand in front of the table and passed around the different plates. One had a rare steak, another one had one that was just barely seared, so I considered it raw, and then a pint of blood for the last person. I smiled and made my way back to the counter while the gentlemen dug into their orders. I'd gotten used to serving things like that. Around here, it wasn't unusual in the least. This town, like others, had their fair share of supernatural beings. Hell, most of the people I knew or met were something of the supernatural world. I was lucky enough to have stayed human. I didn't want to get messed up in their world. I got a lot of looks from vampires, werewolves, and other creatures of the night. The only thing protecting me was the law that if a human was free, they were off limits to any and all supernatural beings, unless they consent otherwise. It was really the only thing keeping me safe, especially on my walks home. I mean, I know there are instances where people break the law and steal humans and turn them against their will, but this town has had no reports of that for over a decade. I looked up at the red clock and saw that it was midnight. My shift was officially over. I threw my hands up in joy and nearly hit the fry cook in the face. He glared at me, but then laughed it off. I had known him since I started here, and he was a great guy. Big and burly, and great with magic if you asked him to perform something. He wasn't a magician, just a wizard. Why is he a fry cook? 'Cause that's what he wanted to be. He usually lets me walk home with a charm he made at his place. And tonight, when he handed me an old beer cap, I knew what I needed to do with it. I placed the beer cap in my pocket and felt the familiar tingles of the protection charm going over my body. It usually lasted the mile walk home and then would disappear just as quickly as it came over me. That's why he gave me a new one every night. They were simple and quick, and he never minded making them. He didn't want me to go home alone. He had this thick Cajun accent that I loved, and it fit him perfectly. He used to tell me stories about New Orleans before the vampires and werewolves took over. That's why he moved here to Minnesota, where the supernatural population wasn't as intense, and they behaved themselves more. I hastily walked into the bathroom in the back and changed out of my red and yellow uniform into my white shirt and black jeans before I left for the night. I shoved my uniform into my bag and waved goodbye to Gabriel before I headed outside. The night air was chilly, even for the summer. I love the weather up here and wouldn't move for the world. I had a flashlight in my bag and only took it out if I really needed it. Otherwise, the streetlights kept me company.